1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you. Welcome to the Ebby J podcast. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you here with another fun-filled, unapologetic podcast. Wondering what we're talking about today? Stay tuned. More to come. It's your girl Ebby J. It's your girl Ebby J.
What's going on, everyone? Thanks so much for joining me for another episode of the Ebby J Show. Once again, it's your girl Ebby J coming back at you with another unapologetic, fun-filled podcast. So, what are we going to talk about today? So, what we're going to talk about today is a quote that I heard on Pastor Stephen Furtick's podcast, Elevation Podcast, while I was driving to work the other day. And you know, I listen to quite a bit of podcasts, you know, throughout the week, because podcasts actually allow me to get the messages in that, you know, that I miss, because I do follow quite a bit of ministries, Elevation being one of them. If I lived in Charlotte, I definitely would be a member of Elevation. So, Pastor Furtick is amazing. Like, I just love his style, his ministry style, and he's really, really funny. And as I was driving to work, Pastor Furtick said this quote, and it really, really, really struck home to me. It said, "It is what you do with the pain that determines what it becomes." Now, let me let you sit on that for a little while. It is what you do with the pain that determines what it becomes. When I heard that, y'all, I'm not gonna lie to you, I was like, ooh wee, that hit home for me. That hit home for me. Seriously, it really did. It really did hit home, because it really made you think about, there is a reason why we go through what we go through, right? And a lot of times, and listen, we're human, we can't see the reason why, because we're all in it, right? Look at how many beautiful, beautiful things were birthed out of pain, misfortune, unfortunate circumstances that people have been through. Look how many businesses have been birthed. Look how many nonprofits have been birthed. Look how many podcasts have been birthed. How many TV shows, how many production companies, how many artists, you know, I'm talking about creative arts, whether it's dance, whether it's music, whether it's singing, whatever it is. Look at the work that has been done as a result of someone going through pain. How many hit songs have we heard, have we listened to, have we vibed to, are our favorite top 10 because of the pain someone else experienced? My favorite artist is Mary J. Blige. She is my favorite 90s artist by far. Let me tell you something. I didn't know what any of it meant when I was going through it, because I was so young in the 90s. All of Mary's songs got me through. No, I'm not gonna cry. I'm not gonna cry. I'm not gonna shed no tears. No, I'm not gonna cry, because you're not worth my tears. I mean, y'all, for real, I ain't no singer, but Mary got your girl through some times, y'all. Oh my God. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can go on and on and on and on. Real love. I'm searching for a real love. Someone to set my heart free. Real love. I'm searching for a real love. Listen. Listen, Mary is the woman. Do you hear me? All of her songs was birthed out of pain. All of them. Right? And then you think about, like, man, what can I birth out of what I have been through? Now, I'm not going to make no hit song, y'all. I ain't going to lie to you. That's just not my skill set. But it makes you think, and it makes me think, we all go through these things for a reason, right? We do. We really, really, really do. We all go through what we go through for a reason. It's what we do with it that matters. Because as I said before, if we sit down in a quiet, still place and we just listen and we just listen and we just listen and we be still and we meditate and we get ourselves in a place of atonement and we relax and we chill and we listen and we listen and we sit and we meditate, we take all the noise away and we reflect on what it is that we've been through, where we are in our lives, and we think about, okay, God, what am I supposed to do with this? What am I supposed to do with this? And we sit and we think, and then all of a sudden, you come up with an idea. You come up with a song. You come up with a ministry. You come up with a nonprofit. You come up with a fantastic business idea because of what you've been through. And how many of us are sitting on our purpose, are sitting on our gold mine, are sitting on our legacies, are sitting on exactly what it is we're supposed to be doing. But because we're so caught up in it, we can't see it. My prayer is that you lift yourself up out of whatever you're in, that you take the time to get through it, that you take the time to heal, because you know I talk about taking time to heal now. If you haven't heard that episode, go back now. Go back, get caught up. But when I think about everything that I've been through, this podcast wouldn't be here, because all of that is the reason why. Every step, everything that I've ever been through is the reason why. That's real. And so listen to your favorite song, whether it's an old school song, whether it's Mary J. Blige, whether it's 112, whether it's James Brown, whether it's, what's the lady name? Ella, I forgot her name. Don't judge me. But listen to those songs. All of those songs were birthed out of pain. Now I'm going to ask you, what song is going to be birthed out of your pain? Until next time, guys.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Be sure to connect with me on social media by finding me on Instagram at Lady Ebby J, spelled J-A-Y, and also on Facebook. Just search for The Ebby J Show. Also, check out my blog at www.theebbyjshow.com. Remember, you can also listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many other podcast platforms. Until next time, remember to feel your beauty and own it.